Greetings, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. The theme of transition is front of mind these days as wave after wave of baby boomers transition from all-in work and effort to a new context of wisdom advisory and decision support roles. Leadership seats are changing more rapidly than in prior years, and two outstanding questions come to the fore as this change accelerates. The first question is related to motivations. Are the seats transitioning out of necessity or as a legacy action framed in a corporate bylaw? I have to say, far too many leaders are being asked to step down and give up their seats simply because that's what's always been done. In case after case, the results are negatively disruptive, creating unnecessary trouble. If a leader is operating at a peak level, is respected by peers and employees, and is consistently adding value to the work of the organization, well, then asking them to exit based on a legacy rule is wholly unnecessary and puts the organization at risk. If, on the other hand, the noted leader is willingly stepping down to either a lesser role or retirement, then the decision landscape alters accordingly. The second question is related to readiness. Is the organization prepared to positively address the transition by coupling leader-ready candidates with change management science to mitigate any risks to the transition? Again, far too many transitions are not adequately prepared for, and the organization bears the brunt. Many would-be candidates haven't been formally prepared to immediately step into the shoes of the transitioning leader. Presumptive leaps in leadership logic are often operating through these dynamics. General leadership and management curriculum is, more often than not, a miss from what the organization needs. The absence of robust and measurable change management strategies and processes through a leadership transition ranging from organization-wide macro perspectives to individually understood micro application is too often neglected to the hurt and harm of all involved. Preparing for transition is a multi-year formally executed strategy. It requires patience, steadiness of vision, adaptability to altering realities, contingency plans and actions for just-in-case occurrences, and more. Does the transitioning candidate really want to leave? Should they leave? What basis is there for the transition? Should the identified candidate go through more readiness work? How much on-the-job readiness is acceptable? What's at risk in the transition? Who's at risk in the transition? How are all the identified risks being addressed, and what readiness scenarios have been explored to best understand outcomes and impacts? You can see there's a lot of questions yet to be answered. There's far more involved in leadership transition than what we're addressing here. Suffice it to say, effective leaders are always preparing for the many transitions ahead to ensure the safety and resilience of the organizations they lead. What kind of leader are you? Until next time, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.